Country Club FM.
Monday's Almanac, Bob FM. No holiday week this week. Full 5 days. So get ready to put your time in.
Yeah, let's get back on the beam here.
Today, Monday, July 10th, 191st day of the year, 174 days left to go. This was the date in 1890 that Wyoming became a state. You want to guess what number state Wyoming is?
What was the year, 1890?
1890.
That would have put us somewhere around like 39, 40.
44.
44.
44 for Wyoming. Ballpark. You were in the ballpark, no doubt. That was 1890. 1900. Heard of the Victor Recording Company?
Oh, sure.
They became RCA, of course, and RCA yep. Victor. They registered with the U.S. Patent Office their trademark logo. The logo featuring the dog.
Oh, sure.
Looking into the horn yes. of a gramophone machine. The logo of the Victor Recording Company, later RCA Victor. The dog's name, this is always a good trivia, a little trivia thing, and I remember knowing this and looking it up and then storing it in the memory banks, and it still has not yet come up in trivia games, Trivial Pursuit, wherever else I might be doing trivia. It hasn't come up, but it's there when I need it. Nipper.
Oh, that Nipper. Was the dog's name?
Nipper is the dog's name and the RCA logo. Looking into the horn of the old gramophone. That was 1900 that took place.
Love it.
1913, have you ever been to Death Valley?
Nope.
Well, dress in light clothing, light colored clothing and cotton, light clothing. It's what you're going to want to do because it was on this date in 1913. The temperature reached 134 degrees as
That's
registered
warm.
At Death Valley, California. That wow. is the hottest temperature ever recorded anywhere on the earth. You'd have to go inside of the earth. You'd have to go down to the magma.
Right.
You'd have to go to the melted core of the earth to get hotter than that. But like 2 years ago or so, some meteorologist came out and debunked the 134 degrees, saying that it was not, and I don't know, he wasn't there, but somehow, some way, he must have been looking at other records. He said there's no way that they would have reached 134, that the person who recorded that committed errors.
Mm.
So there were errors in recording. So some people don't observe 134 as the hottest temperature. Some are observing 129.2. which was also recorded at Death Valley, 2013.
Ooh.
And if you were looking in the news, and I know you were, there was a city in Iran at the end of June that recorded 29.2,
yep.
matching the hottest ever, mostly recognized by scientists. Although in the record books, 134 is still there. And for almanac purposes, we will observe 134. Recorded on this date in Death Valley, California, 1913, as the hottest temp ever. 1929, you got some dollar bills?
Yes.
In your pocket right now?
A little folding money.
Folding money. The U.S. government began issuing paper money in the size we now use. Have you ever seen dollars like from the 1800s or early 1900s?
I think so. They were huge. Bigger. Yeah,
they
were quite a bit bigger.
Just think how big your wallet needed. Your wallet needed to be like a trapper keeper. Your wallet needed to be like the folder you took to high school.
Right. That's not good. That's not pocket size by any means.
Those were large. So they diminished the size of money. 1929 on this date. 1938, millionaire Howard Hughes completed his flight around the world. Took 91 hours. Ooh. He flew in a Lockheed 14 Super Electra.
Wow, 91 hours.
91 hours around the world. One of his stops was Minneapolis. He actually did stop in Minneapolis, which is kind of neat. I think Fairbanks was another stop, and there were a couple other stops. But Minneapolis was one of his stops on his way back to New York. Howard Hughes, he was eccentric. I mean, he made movies. He built airplanes. He, like, owned TWA for a while. He did the Spruce Goose.
Spruce Goose.
The wooden airplane.
Now, did he just basically stop to refuel and stretch his legs?
No,
I
he
wonder.
Came here to shop to Dayton's.
Oh,
he wanted to shop
did,
at Dayton's.
He Dayton's.
They had a good sale at Dayton's.
It was probably their white sale.
It probably was. Yeah. 1949, the first practical rectangular television was presented. 1949. Up to that point, all TVs were just square.
Sure.
But now they have a rectangular TV screen. The picture tube was 12 by 16. You could get it for $12.
Wow.
1949. Here on this date. I I love instrumentals, and you know that Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, the Mason Williams Classical Gas. Love all those songs. Here's a group called the Tornadoes doing a song called Telstar. And the reason I'm playing that is because the Telstar communication satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. It changed the way we communicate and get telephone and TV and radio signals around the country. And around the world, for that matter. Telstar, 1962.
That was a big deal.
It was a big deal. 1967 on this date, Bobby Gentry put this song to acetate.
And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
She wrote that song.
It's a good one.
Ode to Billy Joe, 1967. 1971, some baseball news. It's the All-Star break. Tony Conigliaro of the Boston Red Sox had to announce his retirement from baseball. He was hit in the eye by a pitch. Hit in the face.
Yes.
In the face.
He was an up-and-comer. I mean, he was a good player when he came up with the Red Sox.
One of the tragic stories of baseball.
I get his brother. There was a brother that also played, I think, some... Was it Billy Conigliaro?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah,
1975, the name Cher sounds familiar. Filed for divorce from rock star Greg Allman.
Didn't last very long.
1975. No, but they did have a kid, Elijah. Kid named Elijah came out of that. And, of course, Greg Allman just passed away within the last few months. 1975. 1984 on this date. Let's go to the All-Star game, which was played in San Francisco that day. Dwight Gooden. Became the youngest player to appear in an All-Star game.
Dwight Gooden takes over on the mound. So he becomes the youngest man ever to play in the All-Star game. 19, 2 years out of high school. One of the brilliant young Met pitchers. Leads the majors in strikeouts at the All-Star break.
He had 133 strikeouts at the All-Star break in 1984.
How old was he? 21?
Or? Yeah, well, he was 19 years, 17 months, and 24 days old. So he was 19 officially.
Okay.
Not yet 20 in the All-Star game. And guess what? He struck out the side.
Wow. Was that Al Michaels?
That was Al Michaels. Al Michaels calling the 1984 All-Star game on ABC.
Very nice.
1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced the original Coke would be returning to store shelves under the name of Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, that was a good
move. As back in 85, Coca-Cola also announced they would still sell new Coke to all the people that thought that would... Those are the same people that, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here, that thought Zima was good.
Right.
Same people that thought Ishtar was a great movie. Those are the people that like the new Coke.
Yeah, the new Coke.
They still sold the new Coke.
It disappeared there shortly thereafter, though.
Well, they had a lot to get rid of.
Yeah.
I mean, they had warehouse after warehouse in Atlanta just filled with that new stuff.
Ish.
That swill. Mm-hmm. 1989, a very familiar voice and artist. We lost him.
Now what, I say, what's the big idea bashing me on the noggin with a rolling pin? Clunk enough, people, and we'll have a nation of lump heads.
Mel Blank. Died on this date. He was 81. There he is doing the voice of Foghorn Leghorn.
One of the greats.
Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Yosemite Sam. He did Woody Woodpecker.
Give me your Foghorn Leghorn and your Yosemite Sam. Those are
you can't go wrong with those.
Oh, those are my favorites.
He was known as the man of 1,000 voices.
Very skilled.
He was 81, Mel Blanc, on this date. Happy birthday. He died on this date.
Yeah,
dead for Mel Blanc. He lived a nice long life at 81. Did a nice job. In 97, RJR Nabisco, speaking of cartoons, Joe Camel done. No more Joe Camel anymore. It was too appealing to kids.
Right, right. Encouraging.
Right. It'd be like the Smurfs going out and saying, hey, go light up a heater.
Right.
That's basically what they were saying. 1997, I could see Papa Smurf. He's more of a pipe guy, though.
Yeah, I would say pipe.
He's more of a pipe guy. I think the one of them would have been Swisher Sweets. Maybe even Smurfette would have been Swisher Sweets. What do you think?
That's probably very possible.
Kent 100s. 1997, London scientists said a DNA analysis from a Neanderthal skeleton supported the theory that all humanity descended from an African Eve. Those of you who think on the creation thing, that's not your deal, turn away. But it was 1997, African Eve, who lived some 100,000 to 200,000 years ago, was the mother of everybody. And she was a looker. I can see where I got my nose from.
Sure.
Yeah, African Eve.
She had it going on.
1997. And 1999, they were going wild at the Rose Bowl. Brandi Chastain scores the goal, takes her shirt off. Rest is history. Good thing she had something on under that shirt.
Right, right.
5-4, the U.S. beat China on penalty kicks on this date. World Cup. The women for the U.S. have had a lot more success than the men when it comes to the World Cup. You know that.
I know
you're not a big soccer guy, but Brianna Scurry, who was from Anoka, Minnesota, was the goalie on that team.
Yeah, she was good. Very good player.
On that World Cup championship team, 1999. Let's move on to birthdays today. You've heard of Raging Bull. This was based on this man's life, Jake LaMotta. Boxing great Jake LaMotta, still around.
Wow.
I don't know if he's boxing anymore.
Well, he's older. I mean,
at 96. Cow. At 96. He might have a hard time boxing his way out of a wet paper bag, but I'm sure he could eventually get to it.
Not a lot of boxers live that long. You know, it's pretty amazing.
It's a hard life. It is. Jake LaMotta, 96 today. David Dinkins, who was a former New York City mayor, early 90s, first black mayor of New York City, 90 today. Grammy Award-winning composer and lyricist Jerry Herman. The Grammy for this one. Would you like to hear some Carol Channing?
I would love to.
Well, hello, Louie. It's so nice to be back home where
Carol Channing from the Broadway musical Hello, Dolly. Jerry Herman is 86 today. La Cage Fall was another one that he did. Mavis Staples, 78 today. Mavis from the Staples Singers.
That Motown sound.
They weren't Motown, though. They were Philadelphia. Yeah. They were out of Philly, if I remember.
I think you're right. But they had that sound, certainly.
And she was very soulful. Listen to that. Soulful voice. Mavis Staples, the Staples Singer. I'll take you there. 78 today. He was Sergeant Gutrere on Chips.
4 years ago today, I made a brilliant decision to create a team of motor officers. Two men I thought might not last 4 weeks, much less 4 years. Well, they proved me wrong. They turned out to be one of the best teams of highway patrolmen we have. John Baker and Frank Poncherello.
Yeah, let's hear it for him, Ponch and John.
Yeah.
Boy, they were, but I mean, forget about Ponch and John. It was Sergeant Gutrere who actually gave us Chips. We wouldn't have had Chips and Motorcycle Cops without Sergeant Gutrere.
Somebody had to start it, and
there
he did.
Gutrere, there was Grossman, and then there was the mechanic who always wore the white trench coat, the white lab coat.
Yeah.
Anyway, Robert Pine is 76 today. Hal McRae is 71, played for the Kansas City Royals, was a manager for the Kansas City Royals, had a famous breakdown. He went bonkers.
Yes.
Like in the early 90s, started throwing around phones and tape recorders and all kinds of stuff in his office. Hal McRae is 71.
Was that in the 90s?
Early 90s. Yeah, that's when he was managing Kansas City.
Oh, sure.
Good morning, America. How are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
Son of Woody Guthrie.
I'm the train.
Did this song before Willie. Talking about Arlo Guthrie today. Folk singer.
I'll be gone by.
He had some anti-war songs. Alice's Restaurant was one of them, if you call that a song.
Yeah.
But Arlo Guthrie, 70. Happy birthday to him today. The Greg Kinn Band.
Yeah.
Another big hit was Our Love's in Jeopardy, baby.
Yeah, well, they only had like
That was their two hits. This one, the breakup song.
Yeah.
And then Jeopardy, the two hits of the Greg Kinn band. Greg Kinn is 68. And of course, without his song Jeopardy, we wouldn't have had Weird Al Yankovic's I Lost on Jeopardy.
Right.
Weird Al Yankovic wouldn't have done I Lost on Jeopardy, baby. Ooh. Greg Kinn, 68. Andre Dawson, they called him the Hawk.
He was the Hawk.
National MVP, National League MVP in 87.
Kind of an intimidating guy at the plate.
He was. Yep. He was. He would hug the plate and just dare you to throw it inside. And he'd get around on that pitch,
too. Yeah, he'd
turn. Played mostly for the Expos. Mm-hmm. 63. Hawkshaw Wilson plays drums for BR549 in the Cherokee Boogie. Hey Ha Bariba.
You get some requests for that still, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to him. He's 57. Urban Meyer, 53, the college football coach. He was at Florida. Now he's at the Ohio State University.
Sure.
Coaching up the Buckeyes. He's 53.
This much I know is true. That God bless the broken road and led me straight to you.
Lead singer of Rascal Flatts. You know, when he picked his on-air name, his nom de plume, his performance name, if you will, he picked La Vox, which means, of course, in French...
The Fox?
The Voice.
Oh, okay.
Gary La Vox.
In Spanish, it
the
would have
voice.
Been. The Fox.
Yes, it would have been. He's 47 today. They're coming to one of the Grand Casinos, I saw on a billboard.
Yes, they are.
Somewhere, someplace. So Gary La Vox is 47 today. I can never understand what she says on Modern Family, but I assume it's funny.
How dare do you say that, Jay? But hanging downside up is not going to help you. Look.
At what?
What do you mean at what? I said look.
I am looking.
I get it. Look sounds like look.
Yes, it does. Sophia Vergara.
Lovely.
She's a hot number.
She's lovely.
Modern Family. She's 45. So happy birthday to her.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Simpson.
Uh-huh. Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken. By the sea. That's stupid.
Oh. Who would have thought that Nick Lachey would have been the Einstein of that couple?
Well, yeah.
Jessica Simpson, Chicken of the Sea. She is 37.
That was very confusing.
She was Daisy Duke in Dukes of Hazzard. She's had a couple of country songs.
Yeah.
One that we play every now and then here on Bob.
What was it, Come On Over?
At least in recent years.
Or Come Over.
I tend to forget.
Come Over. Come
Jessica
over, come
Simpson over. Is 37. It's a forgettable song, so I forget about it.
I kind of enjoyed it. It was
Jessica Simpson, she's talented. She's got a sister that thinks she's pretty talented, too.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson is, she's only 37, so she's still got some time to turn her life and her career around.
Yeah, there she goes.
Your turn.
Gone but not forgotten today, brewery founder Adolphus Busch was born on this day way back in 1839. They've been making Budweiser for a long time.
Now, he's the one who actually immigrated to the United States that they're showing in those ads.
Sure.
Right? Is that true?
Yes, I believe that is the case. Adolphus Busch, 1839. Inventor Nikola Tesla was born on this day, 1856. He gets some credit for radio.
Yes,
sure.
He does.
Uh-huh.
He thought you could transmit electricity through the air. He tried that, the Tesla domes or whatever, Tesla towers,
right?
And it never quite worked. The other thing is General Electric. That's him.
That's him.
That's
He's the man behind that. All right, 1856 for Nikola Tesla. Television journalist David Brinkley.
Kansas City has done a good job setting up for its first political convention since 1928. It has even emptied a barn, normally filled with sheep, run air conditioning into it, and made offices in it for Republicans.
David Brinkley on ABC, he had a distinctive delivery.
Yes,
what's
he did.
Reaganomics, and what does Reaganomics mean for you?
And along with Huntley and Brinkley, Chet Huntley, they made a pretty formidable news team.
Yeah, he moved from NBC, long time on NBC, and then he moved over and did ABC there for a while.
All right, how about that was 1920. A year later, Eunice Kennedy Shriver was born. She was the founder of the Special Olympics and the sister of President John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and Edward Kennedy. Her husband, Robert Shriver, or Sergeant Shriver Jr., was the U.S. ambassador to France Democratic vice presidential candidate, and it goes on and on. She's the mother of Maria Shriver, mother-in-law, of course, former mother-in-law with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Quite a life for Eunice Kennedy Shriver, born on this day, 1921. When you were talking about formidable duos in crime fighting, you would have to think about Car 54, Where Are You? Of course, that's where Fred Gwynne got his start. He was also in The Munsters as Herman Munster and some
best
other
known
things.
As Herman Munster.
Yes.
Well, here I am. I'm all ready for the drag strip.
That's one of my from one of my favorite episodes of The Munsters, where Herman goes and drags with their regular car. You know, the regular car kind of looked like a hearse, but it was a hot rod hearse.
Yes.
And then he loses his car, so then Grandpa goes and makes a car out of a coffin.
Yes.
And goes out and wins the Munsters family car back.
Love it.
There was
Love
also it. The episode where he tried out for the Dodgers.
Yes.
And like knocked over the scoreboard.
Yeah, he was a big man.
He could hit the ball. He and could. Then, of course, he was good in My Cousin Vinny as the... He was always...
The judge.
It was always interesting to see him without his makeup. Growing up and knowing Fred Gwynne as Herman Munster and then to see him without his makeup, it was weird. Voice was definitely Herman Munster. You
for
knew
sure.
that was Herman Munster.
Yep.
But without his makeup, it was and there was that episode of the Munsters where like he got transformed or there was some kind of a spell and he looked like a normal guy. It was Fred Gwynne himself right then and there in the flesh.
That was pretty good.
No makeup needed.
He was good, no doubt about it. Who was the other guy in Car 54? Where I got to do some
That's before my time.
Yeah, I got to do some fact checking there to see who was in the car with him. Let's see. He was a member of the Funk Brothers. I know you were big fans. Johnny Griffith, born on this day, 1936. Fred Gwynne, by the way, was 1926. Then we had singer Ronnie James Dio.
Holy Diver.
He fronted the groups Rainbow, Black Sabbath, and then, of course, Dio. He was
or Dio.
Dio. Ronnie James Dio. 1942. Arthur Ashe, pretty good tennis player, born on this day, 1943.
The U.S. Open facility, the stadium, and everything over there at Flushing Meadows named after him.
Oh, in his honor, you bet. Actor Ron Glass from one of our favorite shows here, Barney Miller.
You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak to your own attorney. You may be present with you all through the questioning. Now, if you so desire, and you ain't got the bread for one, we'll give you one. No charge.
Awoja Horowitz was not happy about that. He
no.
didn't like that. The Miranda rights given there to a bunch of ladies of the evening by Detective Harris.
And he was digging it.
He was on that.
1945 for Ron Glass. He was so good in Barney Miller.
He just died last year, the end of last year, not that long ago.
Yep. And one more, race car driver Adam Petty. Out of that Petty pedigree, his grandfather was Richard Petty.
Never heard of that family when it comes to racing. Dad, very obscure, right?
Dad, yeah, right. Kyle Petty. Great-grandfather, Lee Petty. Adam Petty died at the age of 20 on the track
Tom
in New
Petty,
Hampshire.
Too, is a distant relative.
Well, maybe there's some relation there, but Kyle Petty died tragically in a turn car race car accident in New Hampshire and a practice run. And he was the first fourth-generation driver in NASCAR history. He died at the age of 20 years old. Adam Petty, born in the state in 1980. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers. No one knows the country like Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. If you're looking at country, you're looking at Kurt Weers.
There you go.
United Country Real Estate in Annandale here on today's Almanac Monday edition. We'll be back to wrap up the Bob Morning Show, give you our final thoughts, and get you into a 16-song mega Bobathon. Bob FM.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy.